This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
It's our top story on KRDO News Radio. Jurors announced they have reached a verdict in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Guilty on all counts. The decision comes after about 10 hours of deliberations. After reading the verdict, Judge Peter Cahill ordered Chauvin back to custody pending sentencing.
Bail is revoked, bond is discharged, and the defendant is remanded to the custody of the Hennepin County Sheriff.
ABC News will have much more on this in just a couple of minutes. Now to reaction locally, U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper today released the following statement on the verdict in the Derek Chauvin trial. Today's verdict was clear. While we welcome this verdict, let's remember that no sentence will ever bring George Floyd back to his family. No sentence can erase the trauma that his family has endured. Black Americans deserve a world in which their lives aren't threatened by the very people sworn to protect them. We must reform a broken system that continues to allow these tragedies to happen. And again, ABC News will have much more coming up in just a few minutes. Now to the COVID front. Governor Jared Polis gave an update on the state's response to the COVID-19 effort and vaccination efforts as cases rise and restrictions are transferred to local government control. Polis announced that there are now 3 mass vaccination sites offering COVID vaccines without appointments. They are Ball Arena in Denver. You can go from 9 to 3 p.m. On Monday through Friday. Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo offering those vaccinations from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday through Monday. The Ranch Evitz Complex in Loveland also offering it from 10 to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So again, you can find those times and those locations on our website, KRDO.com. Well, turning to the latest COVID-19 case numbers, El Paso County is reporting 116 new cases as of yesterday. Pueblo County reported 42, 4 new cases in Teller County, 6 in Fremont County. There are no new deaths to report. Now to information we brought to you yesterday as we broke this story. Police in Colorado Springs say one person is dead following a scooter crash on North Academy Boulevard. Let's get more from KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel.
Investigators say the scooter was traveling south yesterday afternoon when it hit an SUV that was stopped at the Maysland Road intersection. The driver of the scooter died at the scene of the crash. Police do not believe impairment was a factor. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Now to our other top story from yesterday. New information on that. Colorado Springs Police Department investigating an officer-involved shooting following a pursuit of a robbery suspect along I-25. KRDO News Radio's Heather Scold has those details.
The chase began in Pueblo West after a reported robbery yesterday afternoon and ended just north of Woodman Road on I-25. Jay Hempel, the suspect, who is 47, was shot by a Fountain police officer as law enforcement worked to take Hempel into custody. He was then taken to a hospital for treatment, and the police officer will be on administrative leave until the investigation is finished. Heather Scold, KRDO News Radio.
A Pueblo man under arrest on claims he set his girlfriend on fire. Police say Andrew Cox attacked the woman last week after pouring a flammable liquid on her. Police also say they learned of the apparent crime after the 31-year-old was beaten by some drug buddies last weekend. Cox is accused of first-degree assault and domestic violence. Berwick Electric is merging with St. Louis company. Guarantee Electric announced the merger today, along with the terms of the deal. Those were not released. Berwick owner Doug Berwick says he's always been impressed with Guarantee and thinks the Colorado Springs area will be served well by both companies' mergers. And finally, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Congress to legalize marijuana recreationally on 420, the day officially, unofficially known as Weed Day. The New York Democrat says people of color have disproportionately been arrested and jailed for marijuana charges.
I believe the time has come to end the federal prohibition on marijuana in this country, and I'm working with Senators Booker and Wyden on legislation to do just that.
Recreational marijuana use is legal for adults in 16 states and Washington, D.C.
Turning mostly cloudy overnight for central and southern Colorado, and a few light snow flurries out there, but I wouldn't anticipate a ton of accumulation. You could be seeing upwards of a quarter to a half inch through the Rampart Range and Teller County, not so much on I-25. Lows to 21 degrees in Colorado Springs, 26 in Pueblo, and for our Wednesday, staying cloudy and cool, low 40s in Colorado Springs, mid-40s in Pueblo, and a couple light evening flurries again, mostly staying north of Colorado Springs and even north of the Palmer Divide. Temps back into the 50s and even low 60s for our weekend forecast. From the StormTrack 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sam Postage, KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.